welcome to the Marcus Today and the Day podcast. My name is Oliver Matthew. It is Wednesday, the 13th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research and contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, insights, and ideas in this podcast. Well, the ASX 200 finished with a mixed day of trade as that US inflation data from this morning filtered through. We had consumer discretionary stocks leading the charge, along with real estate and financials, while materials and industrials dragged the index lower, but not enough for it to finish in the red. We ended up slightly higher, 0.22% or 17 points. Among those stocks, we had Aristocrat Leisure up 2.1% and JB Hi-Fi up 1.4%. The REITs, as said, performed well. Goodman Group up 2.5% and SCG up 0.9%. That goes against the usual bond yields going up, REITs going down. Because the bond yields did rise slightly, the Aussie 10-year up 2.5% and the 2-year up 1.7%. Gold, however, did come under pressure. We had North Star down 2.3% and Newmont down 3%. The big banks continued higher. Three of the big four finishing up around 1.7%, except for CBA. As we said recently, perhaps some big fund managers have started listening to Marcus Today and hearing us say how overvalued it is at the moment. CBA finished down 0.2%. The worst performing sectors were materials and industrials. Materials quite mixed. BHP and FMG down 1.3% and 1%, while Rio actually rose 1.4%. Uranium finished flat, nothing much happening there at the moment, not losing money at least, and lithium saw a nice kick up from LTR. It was up 20% at one point before dropping down and still finishing up 6.1% on securing its new debt deal. Then to round things out, we had healthcare, also another sector split. CSL and Cochlear both closing down, nothing too major, 0.7 for CSL and 0.3 for Cochlear. While ResMed and Sonic both saw very healthy gains. And one of the big news items of the day was Treasury Wine Estate. Their CEO came out making positive comments about the draft Chinese proposal to end tariffs, which had been in place for a while. That saw the stock up 1.5%. But as we said in the members podcast today, most of that has already been baked into the price. TWE is up about 14% in the last 4 weeks. In the US, we had news that both Biden and Trump had secured their party's nominations for president. No surprises there, but it is official now. This is going to kick off the first presidential rematch, Roy to say, that we've seen in almost 70 years. Same with the US, and the Dow and Nasdaq futures are fairly flat. We'll find out overnight if that big tech rally can continue. Nvidia, as we know, saw big gains overnight, along with Meta and Microsoft. Okay, some headlines to leave you with today. Biden and Trump clinch nominations, kicking off bruising presidential rematch. Slightly concerning news from Europe. Putin says Russia will deploy troops to Finland's border after it enters NATO. And another one saying Putin says Russia will work with any elected US leader. Expect if any further conflict breaks out in Europe, you'd expect the oil price to spike. But the energy sector was slightly down today. Mixed again, you could say, is the theme, with Woodside down 0.7, while Santos and Ampol were both up about 0.5. Australia regulator removes NAB's $330 million operational capital add-on requirement. PwC Australia cuts another 300 plus jobs in wake of leaked tax plan scandal. Toyota agrees to biggest wage hike in 25 years in sign of Japan Inc.'s big pay bump. Ukraine knocks out Russian refinery in major attack. And US airlines warn of more Boeing delivery delays due to safety crisis. Not good news for Boeing, that's for sure. Their share price dropped 4.3% overnight and is now down almost 30% since the start of the year, thanks to all these ongoing safety problems. All right, that is all for today. You have yourselves a lovely afternoon, and we will be back with the pre-market podcast with Henry tomorrow morning.